Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, we're back. We're live. Thank you for hanging through the break. It is hour two of the Rod Peterson Show, episode 186 of Canada's only live morning sports talk show. Come on in, dupes. He was just a little long pouring his coffee there. A note from our producer, Clark. Second hour of the Rod Peterson Show. Our fans deserve it, just like your car deserves Suds Full Service Car Wash. One of our newest sponsors, Suds Full Service Car Wash. Your car deserves them. And they're giving away five free washes today to announce their partnership. Follow the... how are they announcing that? We don't have the ticker anymore.
No. Our show, we're going to do those tomorrow.
We're doing them tomorrow.
We've got five to give away. We've got a few. I think it's four or five that we've got to give away tomorrow. These are big. I mean, you've been over there.
Yep.
It's not just a $5 quick express wash at the Petro Canada. It's full service.
I don't know why I waited so long, but thank you, Suds, for your sponsorship. And they bring you our live stream every day at rodpeterson.com/listenlive. Do we have Dakota ready, Clark? Okay, sounds good. For those that don't know, everybody I think does of our viewership, but Saskatchewan Rough Riders offensive lineman, 6'4", 310, played at UBC. He's out of Windsor, signed a free agent deal with the New York Jets, returned and spent 2019 with the Rough Riders under contract for 2020. He joins us today from the border town, Windsor, Ontario. Good morning, Dakota. How are you?
Good, man. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I appreciate you spending the time with us. The most obvious question right now is, how is your off season going, and how jacked are you for this 2020 season?
It's great, man. I just spent a month in Vancouver training at UBC. I'm back training in Michigan right now. And then I'll be headed to work with the offensive line, especially down there, flipping out to camp.
Video's chopping up a little bit, but I think it'll be just fine. Dakota, before we look ahead, talk about that 2019 season with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, your first full season with the football club. How much time do you spend thinking about it, and maybe even as fuel for 2020?
I mean, it was great, man. We got so close. It's too bad we came up short, but I think that all the guys know, that it's possible that we can do it, and I know it, and that's my mentality going in. To just like J.O. said about a week ago, that we're going to take another shot at it. So that's what I'm looking forward to coming this season.
Well, Cody was on here not that long ago, and he said that the upright, and you were on the field for it, he thinks about it every day. That is his motivation for 2020. How much do you think about it?
I don't think about the upright as much. I just think about what we probably could have done before the last play of the game. You know, we were down, and... I mean, it's up to us to be up before, you know, we can't leave it to one last pass, one last ditch effort to win the game. So I'm focused on, you know, all the stuff leading up to that final play. Hopefully it's a victory formation next time around.
Yeah, I think that is the exact right way to look at it. I think everybody's got to get over it. But whatever motivates guys, I'm all for it. Now, you're not around Saskatchewan in this offseason. I don't know if you're a social media guy, you read message boards. People are talking about that old line, and it's a critical part. We all know that's where it all starts. Could you talk about the unit coming back and how excited you are to...
Yeah, man, I'm super pumped. The offensive line room that we've had in the past has always been a super tight-knit. We hang out off the field. We get together. We have group chats. So... having most of the guys come back, I'm super excited for that. I'm also really pumped on, you know, the guys we've signed. We got Josiah. I saw him on your show about a day or two ago. And we also have that junior signing, Logan Ferlin, Regina product, actually, who's I'm really excited to see him in camp and see what he's gotten up to this offseason, because he's a diamond in the rough. He's a undercover talent that I'm eager to see, you know, play this May.
That's interesting, by the way. So you're working out in Michigan doing your thing, but you're very much in tune to what's going on here. You talk about the group chats. When you're pumping iron, are you thinking about who you're going to be blocking on the field, or, you know, what's on your mind when you're doing that?
Mostly just thinking that, you know, there's a car stuck on top of me. I got to push it off me. I don't really think about who I'm going against. It really shouldn't matter as long as I'm sound in my technique and I know how strong I am and how much I've worked this off season. Then you could put a brick wall in front of me and I'll, you know, run through it.
We've got some viewers chiming in from Brady in Saskatoon. He says the flow on Dakota Shepley is a fashion starter. Anything special you do with your hair during game day? There's one for you.
Oh, during game day. No, actually, I've never played with it this long. The last time I had it remotely close to this long, I did a stupid thing. I was in college my last year, and I dyed it blonde for whatever reason, and it made it super coarse. So I won't be doing that again. I don't know, slick it back on game day. I just conditioned today, so I'm feeling, you know, I had to let it down.
Well, you know, it's funny because our producer, Clark, seems to have some sort of man crush on you, which is fine. Mine's Cody Fajardo, so I get it. We all got to have somebody.
Too.
Yours, too. So, but, you know, I was telling the guys, I was telling Frankie Kovacs in here, former Minnesota North Star, that you, Dakota, aren't just a lineman. You get all these Instagram followers. You've got a career outside of football. How much are you sort of pursuing outside football interests, or are you waiting for the career to really plunge into that?
Man, that's the perfect question for me right now because I'm just starting, you know, like you, Rod, I'm starting to lay the groundwork for my own podcast that I'm going to get started. I feel like you say, we have, as athletes, a lot to offer off the field. And I feel like if you don't follow me on Instagram and see that, you know, I'm playing the drums or I'm doing the movie thing or the film thing, you don't really know unless you watch a post-game press conference. That's all you really see. So I'm actually starting a podcast of my own right now. That's aiming to highlight, you know, the off the field lives of high profile network of, you know, to exploit those people and showcase their, you know, off the field talents.
That's outstanding. Have you figured out yet where your people can view it? Is it going to be a Facebook show? You know, Apple, iTunes.
Where so are you I'm gonna post? I'm figuring all those logistics out right now. It's a tough process. Hats off to you guys for everything you got going there, because I realize how much work actually goes into it now. The thing about mine is I'm going to be traveling because I'm not going to make people come to a studio or anything like that. I'm going to have a traveling setup. I'm going to film everything. It'll be available on YouTube and wherever podcasts are heard. So the audio will be, you know, on Spotify or the podcast app, and then the video will be available.
Good. Well, you've got a lot to offer, so I very much look forward to that. I know I'll be following. I'm a fan, and I barely know you, Dakota, but there's just something about you like certain guys have. And actually, I remember you making a comment about being with the New York Jets, how even the linemen are rock stars. Can you just, I'm sure you'd probably want to save it for your podcast, but can you talk about that here on the program this morning, what it was like being in the National Football League with the Gotham Green?
Yeah, it was awesome. I'm a big visual learner, so just being around guys, veterans of the league who are so talented, was huge for me in my development as a player. I learned so much just from being in the locker room, being in the film room with those guys and taking pointers and tips on and off the field. It was great to make friends. Down south, I have places to stay whenever I'm in New Jersey or, you know, Florida or you name it. I probably know someone that's there. So it's great for my network, and it was great for my development as a player. And I'm taking full advantage of that and trying to apply here in the CFL this coming season.
You know what? I also know from what I've heard from my sources with the club that the NFL is still in your future again. I mean, when you went from UBC to New York, everybody knows it was a gargantuan leap. But you had the talent to do it. So there's, you know, I could see you going back there. What was that like making that change from Canadian University ball to the National Football League and staying as long as you did?
Yeah, it's certainly, I think it's the biggest jump you can make other than being with the junior club and going straight to the NFL. It was quite a, you know, a check, a reality check. that I'm in the NFL now, and I got to learn in 4 or 5, whatever it was, a month and a half, how to play American football and perform at a high level. Like I said, it was great to have those veterans to lean on. Came up short, but I mean, that's the way life goes, and I'm happy where I'm at now. I think I'm right where I need to be in Saskatchewan.
Good to hear. And we had a viewer from Ottawa wanted to know the difference from going a yard off the ball to no neutral zone and then back. How much of an adjustment is that for a guy like you?
I mean, at guard, I'm a little luckier because I can set back from the center. But it still makes a difference. You got to get your hands on them right away. In the Canadian game, especially in university, I'm taught patience. Patience is key. You want to wait for that perfect strike zone, get your hands on the guy when he's not ready for it. And in the NFL, it's the first touch wins. Your biggest enemies are space and time. So you want to eliminate those two as quick as possible. So, you know, the learning to get to the NFL and then the unlearning to come back to the CFL, that's a little bit of a change. But, I mean, it's nothing I can't handle and haven't handled, I feel, last season. So, you know, it's a change, but when I'm all right with dealing with.
Well, you've got the talent to do it, but is it stressful in a way? Because coaches don't wait and D linemen don't wait. Is there a little mental stress on that?
I mean, yeah, there's always pressure to perform. But like I said earlier, if I'm confident in my technique and I know that I put the work in the off season, in the gym, in the playbook, and I feel prepared myself, it doesn't really matter who's going across from me, if they're a yard off, if they're in my face. I think I'm ready to deal with it just based off my preparation.
Well, Dakota, continued success. You know, we're following closely. You got it all, man. It's fun for me to watch from the outside, so keep it rolling. And for those that don't yet follow you on Instagram, where can they follow you?
It's at official Coda, just like it sounds, KODA. And I'm Savage Shepley on Twitter. So you can find anything coming up about the podcast or, you know, updates on my life, whatever.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate the time. And we'll let you get back to that sauna thing that you got going on down there.
Yeah, no, it's my own personal shrine. I got the UBC jersey up here with the helmet. So
I love it. Never good. Never forgetting where he came from. All right, Shep, keep in touch. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much.
Dakota Shepley joining us from Windsor, Ontario. And it's funny, I don't know if his ears were burning yesterday, but Jim Hobson was standing right there, Frank, and we were talking about Shepley, and he's like, this guy's got it all.
Yeah.
Weren't you sitting? You were part of that conversation, were
you? Yeah, I just followed him on Instagram. So
you hadn't before?
He's got one more. No, I hadn't. My fault. I apologize. But no, he's got it all. He's got the star quality, right? As a person, you clearly can see it, right? Just coming through the screen.
Yeah, and here's the interesting thing about you, Frank. I mentioned drafted by Minnesota. You played in Europe for a long time. Played in North America pro for a long time. When you look at a young guy like that, it doesn't matter if it's hockey, football, baseball, tennis. Doesn't matter. You can just see talent, can't you?
Absolutely. That's the first time I met this guy or saw this guy, and he's got a lot of potential, that's for sure. Obviously, in the game, he's got it going on, and then obviously in his personal life, he's got it going on. It's interesting, when I was listening to him talk about, you know, the difference from games from NFL to CFL, same as hockey. When I went to Germany in the DL my first year, I just came from the AHL, different game. In Europe, the bigger ranks, I had to adapt. But I think as athletes, you just do it. Because you're young, you want to perform, and you just want to win and do the best you can. And he seems like he's the same type of guy. He'll be phenomenal.
Do you think too much is made out of that? And I'm talking about European versus North American ice surfaces and yard off the ball in football. Because we honestly talk about it like it's rocket science. And to some people it is. But when you're the athlete, you just, like you say, you just kind of do it.
Well, there's a difference. Like I said, when I first went there, we played in the smaller rinks, so that's what you're used to. So when I went over there, I was trying to do my thing and skate hard and hit guys and play my game. It didn't work over there for first because they have a bigger rink, and I literally couldn't catch the guys. And they're used to kind of sucking you in. You're skating hard to hit them. They dish puck right by you, and you never could hit the people because they use the extra ice time or extra ice size for their advantage. But again, you pick it up quick, and you learn to adapt your game.
I'm still thinking now about Dave Hunchak saying you scared the hell out of him. How many guys did you scare? Did you take pride in scaring guys?
You know what? I, like every athlete, I just wanted to win and be the best I could. I just had that desire to just want the puck everywhere on the ice. And I remember that was my game. My talent was working very hard, being in great shape, and just hunt that puck down. And I remember I said to my players, dump the puck in my corner. I want to go in the corners and just go as hard as I can and take the body and get the puck. That was my game. And maybe I scared people, I'm not sure, but that's the way it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, look up Frank's Hockey DB, by the way. That's the difference in why I asked Frank about looking at it, because I think we're the same age. Somebody Dakota's age, he's so young. He's got everything in front of him. Like, his Wikipedia page is short. It's 2018 New York Jets, 2018 to now with the Riders. Frank's Hockey DB is like this. What was your favorite stop, your favorite home rink in pro hockey?
That's a good question. I'm the type of player that really enjoyed everywhere I went. I've been to a lot of different countries, a lot of different cities. I have favorites in every one of those places. Sheffield,
England. You're a big UK guy.
Yeah, I had a great time there. We had a phenomenal team, won the championship there, played there 3 years. The fans there were phenomenal. We were treated like gods in that city. And Sheffield's probably about 1 million people large. And we were so big, they were on TV, radio, newspaper every day. And we won. And we did well. And I had a good reputation there as, you know, one of the fans' favorites. And I swear that I go grocery shopping on a day off, and I'd have a lineup of people asking for autographs. That was kind of a neat experience. But that's the way it was in Sheffield. But then I went to Hungary, for example, in a small city near Budapest. And those fans were blue-collar, not, you know, very poor city, but they treated us so good too. And you'd have coffee with the fans in the mall, just that kind of stuff. So I think everywhere I played, I enjoyed it, everywhere, from Dayton, Ohio, right to Hungary.
Of course you would.
Yeah.
Didn't you play in Wichita for a while?
No, I played in Dayton, Ohio, but...
Dayton, was it?
Maybe against Wichita.
Against Wichita, yeah. I just remember, and we'll break here, but I was talking to one former pro guy who had played in Austin, Texas for quite a while, hockey. And I was just there. I came back and I said to him, man, you must have loved playing in Austin, Texas. And he goes, well, when I got there the first year, I was traded at New Year's. We were in first place. We missed the playoffs. Owner had a houseboat. We all partied on it. They loved it for different reasons.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Frank was there for the hockey. We'll be right back. Jim Lang coming up. We'll be talking some NFL too. And a sports update coming up on the other side of this break. It is episode 186 of Canada's only live morning sports talk show. We'll be right back on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Markdown March has arrived at Capital GMC in Regina. It's the best time of year to receive the biggest discounts, highest trade values, lowest payments, and hundreds of brand new vehicles to choose from. Get a special $1 over invoice price on all remaining new 2019 vehicles. Plus, finance rates start as low as 0% on select new GMC Sierras. And Costco members receive special member pricing only for a limited time at Saskatchewan's largest GM dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio. Music to build a better day.
Nat, what are the top 5 reasons people come to Suds?
Number 5, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number 4, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number 3, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number 2, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number 1 reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Thursday morning, we're out here in the bunker in Western Canada with the Rod Peterson Show. Just ahead of Jim Lang, our NFL insider, a sports update. It's down to 8 teams at the Tim Hortons Brier in Kingston. Alberta's Brendan Botcher, Manitoba's Jason Gunlison, Northern Ontario's Brad Jacobs, Brad Gushue of Newfoundland, Team Wildcard's Mike McEwen, Team Canada's Kevin Cooey, Saskatchewan's Matt Dunstone, and Ontario's John Epping have all advanced to the championship round. So the 40 years, that's enough, hashtag is rolling. The Saskatchewan drought at the Brier might end. We at least have a chance. Matt Dunstone's in the dance.
Oh, yeah, he's right there.
The Senators host the Islanders tonight in one of 10 NHL games. Craig Anderson's expected to start for Ottawa with Marcus Hogberg out for personal reasons and Anders Nielsen still injured. In an attempt to keep their slim playoff hopes alive, the Montreal Canadiens are going for a third straight win tonight there in Tampa. The Oilers are in Chicago tonight looking to extend their win streak to 4 with a win over the Blackhawks. Edmonton's recent surge has them sitting second in the Pacific Division, just 2 points behind first place Vegas. Meanwhile, the Leafs make their second stop on their California roadie. They are at the LA Kings. And the Raptors continue their 5-game road trip tonight with a stop in Oakland, California tonight against the Golden State Warriors. Very quiet talk about that. Rematch of the NBA Finals last year. Pretty big game tonight, and Steph Curry's coming back for the first time in 58 games he's missed. Oh, Corey Connors and Nick Taylor are the lone Canadians playing today at the PGA's Arnold Palmer Invitational in Orlando. Rory McIlroy, Brooks Koepka, and Adam Scott, and a host of other players at Bay Hill give the tournament its strongest field since Palmer passed away in September of 2016. This sports update for SeatGiant.ca. Stop paying U.S. dollars for sporting events and concerts. We have all major sporting events and concerts in Canadian dollars. Enter promo code RPSHOW. And get discounts for RP Show fans. Visit SeatGiant.ca. And Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive. See you at Wendell's, which I literally will, Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock, before the Saskatchewan Rush Vancouver Warriors NLL game. Come on down, say hi. Would love to meet you. Well, big fan of Wendell Clark's is Jim Lang. He joins us from Toronto, Canada's foremost NFL expert. Hello, Jimbo. How are you?
Well, Rod, good to see you back in Canada, you world traveler.
It's nice to be back, Jim. I'm not going to lie. It's nice to get away. Nice to get back. You wrote the book on Wendell Clark, Bleeding Blue. I read it. Jim, why is this guy not in the Hall of Fame?
It's a great question. There's a lot of people that feel he should be. His injuries, he would tell you that his injuries are the big thing, that he missed those big chunks of game for the back injuries and multiple injuries. But, I mean, what's happened since Wendell stopped playing is there's been a number of players who have been inducted to the Hockey Hall of Fame with what I would call less than stellar resumes. Before, you had to have incredible numbers, incredible hockey resume to get in the Hall of Fame. And then they started putting this person in and that person in. Then you have to circle back to people who are not in, like Wendell, and go, wait a sec, what's the difference with him as opposed to this person getting in? So I'm not sure if he's going to get in, but his place in the pantheon of all-time Leafs greats and his place in the heart of Leafs fans will never be diminished.
Well, we've got Frank Kovacs here in the bunker, Regina Pat's career games leader, and he says Wendell's his favorite player. He's one of mine, but maybe in 2020 we could get a Facebook group going, an online petition. Now would be the time. Wendell for the Hall. Anyways, Jim, we brought you on to talk NFL, and I'm just fascinated with the Tom Brady situation. So, and where's he going to go? What's your take?
He's not going back to New England. It doesn't make any sense for the Patriots to bring him back at $30 million a year. He's 42. He led them to 6 Super Bowl championships. to a franchise that when Robert Kraft bought it, was bottom of the barrel and now is considered when it comes to on the Forbes magazine list of most valuable sports franchises, right up there with Manchester United and the New York Yankees. So it's a huge money-making machine, and Bill Belichick has got to make a decision. He's Bill Belichick, for his age, a guy in his 60s, is very in touch with what's going on in the National Football League. Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, that's the future of the National Football League, especially the way the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. He can't play that kind of game with Tom Brady. And he has to look at the quarterbacks available in the draft in this year and next year and think, we have got to start thinking about the future for the New England Patriots. Because at 42, you're taking an awful gamble. You tie up that much cap space on a $30 million quarterback at 42, no matter how good of a shape he stays in and how healthy he is, he could break down at any moment, and then you're stuck. You're stuck with him at that huge cap hit with no future quarterback. They had a future quarterback in Garoppolo, and he was sent to San Francisco. But they don't have anyone like that in New England now.
Jim, who do you see then taking snaps in New England next year if it's not Tom Brady?
That's a great question. I could see them trading up to maybe 13th in the draft and trying to steal the Colts pick because they could get Justin Herbert out of Oregon, and he probably would fall in that mid-first round pick. The problem is for them, if they go after Brady and re-sign Brady at that kind of money, what does it do to the rest of the team? It's going to affect their ability to sign players in other positions because of cap limitations. He's going to eat up that much of $30 million, and he's 42. They have to start looking at what are their options. Now, Brady's will have options. The Raiders going into a new stadium in a new city, and he's got a little bit of history because of being in the Bay Area when he was young and the Raiders when they were there and they were young. They would give him the kind of money. Mark Davis is kooky as an owner, and John Gruden's always loved Tom Brady, so they would look past his age and welcome him with open arms, and then probably other teams as well. But if you're New England, you have to start thinking, do we go ahead and look, let's start the rebuild, get a young quarterback in the draft, get a veteran guy to get some backup, the mentorship, and start looking ahead in the future and build around that. Because if you look at the National Football League now, it's no different than the NHL. All the top stars, if you look at it, for the most part in the NHL, are 25 and under, all the top scorers in the NHL. You have a few outliers like Ovechkin and Crosby that are still good over the age of 25, but so many of them are they're McDavid and players like that. Well, it's no different in the NFL with the Patrick Mahomes and all that crew of young talent coming in, especially at quarterback. That is the future of the NFL.
Jim, this wouldn't surprise you, but every time we talk NFL, the comments go wango, insane. So Colin in Ottawa, hang on. Wayne in Victoria, BC says, Jim, do you have an inkling where Tom Brady might end up? And I think you know, Jim, I've mentioned I watch ESPN every morning. As of this morning, they're saying Tampa, San Francisco, Vegas, LA Chargers, not New England. They're with you on that. Dallas has come up. I'm honestly going to say Vegas because I think they want to make a splash. You mentioned Gruden. It's a win now society. 1 year. Why not? Brady at 43. And failing that, LA, because that's where he's from. So I'm going to say Raiders or Chargers, but what do you think?
Dallas doesn't make sense to me. That just doesn't make sense to me. But LA makes complete sense. The Chargers are lost, completely lost in the LA sports scene. It's Rams football, then it's USC over the LA Chargers. The LA Chargers are not even really wanted by the sports fans in LA. You have to some way change the narrative. If you're the Chargers ownership and organization, go, you have to compel people in LA to give them a reason to go see the Chargers play football. Because right now, when the Chargers are playing home games, most of the stadium is filled with fans from visiting teams. And it makes it difficult for the coaching staff and the players to win in that scenario. So he's a California guy. He's from the Bay Area. I think it would make a lot of sense. It's either Vegas or it's the LA Chargers. A lot of these other teams that they're floating around there, I'm like San Francisco, why would you go away from Garoppolo? You've built the whole offense around Jimmy Garoppolo, and you're going to move him aside to bring in a 42-year-old quarterback? I just don't see that making a lot of logical sense for the 49ers. They built a good thing there. They lost the Super Bowl. Okay. They lost. Look at the team they lost to, the quarterback they lost to. That's nothing to be ashamed of. But they've definitely got the foundation in San Francisco for a good team for years to come.
Yeah, you and I are on the same page, Vegas or L.A., and I'm going to say Vegas. That is my pick, you know, especially if he's not going back to New England. Colin McNulty in Ottawa says, ask Jim if the Redskins are really contemplating picking a quarterback in the first round of the upcoming draft. They just picked up Haskins in the draft last year, but rumor is they're already moving on from him. What about the – and they got the new coach there in Riverboat Ron. What do you think what's going on with the Redskins?
Well, I think there's uncertainty because of all the injury problems they had last year. And there's uncertainty a lot of things. Ultimately, it's what you said, Riverboat Ron. What does Ron Rivera want? I mean, Alex Smith, that injury, God love him for trying to come back. But they may know something internally and the doctors and training staff and said he can come back, but he's never going to be the same quarterback. And excuse me, he is got some decent mobility, but if he can't move like he did and they don't have the offensive line, like say they do in Indianapolis to protect him, that could be a potential injury again for him. So that's where they have to take a hard look at now that Ron Rivera is running this football team, what is their direction? Now, I mean, the hardest thing for Ron Rivera is trying to keep Dan Snyder out of his business and keep him from texting him at 2 a.m. asking him questions why he ran like a jet sweep or what a run pass option on second down at certain plays, which will happen. But ultimately, Ron Rivera has to sit down with his football operations people and say, this is the kind of team I want. I want to build around this kind of quarterback. And what do we have? And if they decide that Haskins is not it and Alex Smith is not healthy enough, they have no choice but to move on.
Oh, man, Jim. I'm going to keep going. I could go till midnight with questions on you. And I was going to ask about the XFL.
Bring him on. Well,
I know, but I was going to ask about the XFL, but I can't. I got to go back to the Patriots. And this came up yesterday. There's a book called The Dark Side of the Game by Tim Green. Have you read it by chance?
Yeah. It's a great book.
It's the best sports book I've ever read, and I've read a lot of great sports books. But there's a chapter in there called Why Some Teams Win and Some Teams Always Lose. Folks, order it, go buy it, read it. Because this is a former lineman in the NFL. He just explains why some teams always win and some teams always lose. And it's leadership and it's ownership. And you just said the Redskins with Dan Snyder. They're always going to be awful because of him. But it brings me to the Patriots. 6 Super Bowls under Robert Kraft since he bought the team. Belichick and Brady. So what the pundits in the States are saying is, we're going to find out how good a coach Belichick is with Brady gone. And it looks like he's really going to be gone. So do you think the winning will continue in New England with Tom gone? Or is it a system thing, sort of like we say with the Stampeders, under Belichick?
Tom Brady blew out his knee 1 year, and they won 11 games without him. They made some playoffs because it was just they needed to win 12 games that year, but they won 11 games without Tom Brady. And Bill Belichick is the key, how he builds the defense, how he has a knowledge for acquiring players and compiling draft picks. So you're right. Robert Kraft, for all his faults and whatever, he owns the team and built coaches and runs the team, and his players play the game. And I can go to any sport in any league, and you can go to the examples where the owners let the front office and the coaches do their job. And all Belichick has to do is point up to the scoreboard of all the Wall of Fame and Gillette Stadium and all the Super Bowls he's brought that franchise. Like, he knows what he's doing. And I mean, it's known around the league. The reason why they're always a contending team, it's the players, but Bill Belichick is always on top of things. Think about him, what he's done in his life, how old he is and all his accomplishment. And you always hear stories about him being at the facility till 11 o'clock at night, still working on the game plan because he still coaches like he's a guy who just got his first job in Cleveland and is trying to prove himself. And that's why the marriage with him and Tom Brady was so good, because Tom Brady always acted like a guy with this chip on his shoulder who was drafted in the 6th round, 199th overall, and wanted to prove the world that they were wrong about him and that he was a good quarterback. So eventually that they have to move on from Brady. But as long as you have Bill Belichick there and the structure in New England, I'm not saying they're going to be a 14-win team, but they're not going to be a 2-win team without Tom Brady. And it may be a bit of a learning curve in 2020, a bit of a hiccup. But if Bill Belichick is coaching and he's got that structure and that winning structure in New England, I can't see it being very long again, because so they're very good again.
Right. And thanks for the answer. And with the Belichick thing, because we all know people like that, it comes with a cost in your personal life. And I don't think Bill cares. I mean, not everybody can do that. And the other thing is people are writing in on the comment feed with their teams. You know, the Knicks, the Cardinals, you know, that have never won. The Browns. I mean, if you're fans of those teams, sorry to tell you, you're never going to win. And even though the Leafs, even though all these Leafs fans, I'm surrounded by you guys. Who owns them? MLSC does, right? A corporation?
Yeah.
They're not going to win, Jim.
Sorry. Well, I mean, look at the Knicks. The Knicks of once upon a time were the one of the top two, three franchises in the NBA in the 70s. And even into the 80s when Pat Riley was there. So now I didn't realize this, but Spike Lee, did you see how much money he has spent in season tickets to sit courtside at Knicks games?
I don't know, but I can imagine. He's been there for 30 years, so.
Yeah, millions. Rod, he spends $300,000 a year on his season tickets. So we're talking millions, and they are like basically tossing him out of Madison. I don't care. He's Spike Lee, and he's dropped like millions of dollars over 30 years, millions of dollars to sit courtside and fly around and support that team through thick and thin. He can walk in whatever door he wants. This is not just a regular fan. And that's where like James Dolan has got that reputation as, why would you want to go work for the Knicks? Because James Dolan, his ownership, look what he does. That's it goes right back to that. And it's funny, you mentioned MLSC and the Leafs. I mean, a lot of people were talking about last year with the Raptors, that Larry Tannenbaum, MLSC, all the things they did right with Masai Ujiri and Nick Nurse and building to the championship game. So, you know, it's structure, it's the ownership, it's team president, it's coaching, and it all goes back to this. If the players do their job, and this is Bill Belichick thing, and let management, scouts, and whatever do their job, things should work into place. And I find this in my daily life, and in right now as an adult, I find people get into trouble in everyday life when they start worrying about other people's job, because then they're not doing their own one properly.
Ding, 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 ding. There's the pearl of wisdom. Jim, we should run. I appreciate that. I miss you, buddy, but I'm following your social media. I love it. Keep doing what you're doing. Next, we got to get you back soon because now we're flooded with questions here. But thank you for this, sir.
Yeah, anytime. And by the way, Saskatchewan, you should be lucky. Both of my daughters now are licensed to drive in Ontario, so good luck with that.
We're safe. Okay, thank you, Jim. Jim Lang from Southern Ontario. Oh, do I have a lot of thoughts. We got a cop here in Frank, not only a former pro hockey player, but a current cop. How do you feel about the notion that if you got enough money or you've spent enough money, you should be able to do whatever you want? Because what he's saying is $10 million Spike Lee's spent on tickets in his life, season tickets with the Knicks, and they kicked him out of a game. What did he do, by the way? Do we know what he did, Darren?
I got to go back and watch.
Alan, do you know what
Alan
he did?
Alan will know.
Aaron? He went into the employee doors. That's it? That's all he did?
He is an
employee. Well, let's just say he threw a drink at the players. Let's say he did that. How are you, Frank? Because I'm honestly, the law is the law, and I don't care who you are.
I agree with you. It doesn't matter what you spend. It's you have to follow the rules, right? You're just one of the rest of the players. I don't care what you spend on season tickets. You just follow the rules. It's simple as that. You're not better than anyone else.
I agree with you. But the thing with Spike Lee, that's a fairly minor thing. Yeah. That's a pretty small thing. You guys went through the wrong door. As Johnny Athens would say, it's an accident. It's an accident.
Well, there's a thing called discretion. And it wasn't used there, obviously, right? So exactly. It's a minor thing, and obviously they made a big deal of it, and that's probably not right either.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Joe Lazito, watching from New York. He says, Spike Lee is a self-serving chump. No sympathy here. That's probably true. This is more of a New York thing than certainly our business. But look at Masai Ujiri. Couldn't get on the court in Golden State. Got in a tussle with a security guard in Golden State last year in Oakland with the Warriors. Again, common sense, Frank? Common sense should prevail.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
But
common sense is not so common.
Exactly. Yeah. But I will just say this, because I love, in my other world, Frank knows quite a bit about what I do in the recovery world. Athletes are my thing. Primarily. I work with other industries too, but athletes, because I get them. And the one thing that I've realized is you get treated special your whole life, you start to think you're special.
Yeah.
And rules don't apply. Well, and laws don't apply. And that's one thing that I got to hammer through to these guys is you're not special.
We see
Sorry.
That. We see it in Saskatoon. Go to a Rush game or whatever. We know. How's it going? I don't need a pass. I can walk anywhere I want. Big deal rolling
it's
through, right?
It's nice.
It's great. But I shouldn't be upset when a security guard doesn't know who I am. And they say, I can't let you through without a pass. And I'm like, what do you mean you can't let me in?
Right? That's what happens, man.
Right? No, it does. Yeah. But I can't be upset if they don't know.
But
so,
people get upset.
So you got to carry that just in case, right? Absolutely. Can't just expect everybody to know who you are.
Well, take a time out. Get to more of these topics and others. Monty watching in Saskatoon. He says, where's Rick? Are you talking about Ricky the Iguana? Our mascot? He's on the screen, Monty. We got to talk about our mascot, Ricky the Iguana. It's a thing. It's happening. We'll get to the Prairie Mobile text line. We will update the poll results. We got a lot of business to take care of.
Yes.
We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
My name is Karen Allen. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007. The treatments themselves were difficult, but the care and attention that I received was phenomenal. But what if, with the advances in technology that have been made, having that better equipment would increase survival rates by 1, maybe 2%? That's people.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Hey you! Have you subscribed to the Rod Peterson Show YouTube channel yet? Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now.
Welcome back, everybody. What a fun show today. I appreciate Frankie Kovac sticking with us throughout. Again, Regina Pats career games played leader, but just an all-star human being. Same goes for Dupes, of course. We're getting into some great stories, folks. Just hang on. You're going to love this. At least I'm going to love telling them. But on the Prairie Mobile text line is open, 306-840-8777. That's 840-8777. Your authorized SaskTel Mobility dealer, Prairie Mobile. Anything tickles your fancy between now and the end of the show. And we got lots of time left. Hit us up. Poll question for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. Who is the early Hart Trophy winner favorite in the NHL? Leon Draisaitl, Nathan MacKinnon, Connor McDavid, or David Pastrnak? So far, 74% of you voting for Neon Leon of your Edmonton Oilers, the NHL scoring leader. And the Oilers take on the Blackhawks tonight. So we didn't really know. I saw that Spike Lee had got into some trouble in New York at the Knicks game. I didn't know what he did. I thought he had like thrown something on the court or something egregious that you get kicked out for. It turns out he goes into an employee's only door and they kicked him out of the arena. And he's mad because he's poured $10 million into season tickets. So on one side of the equation, the rules are the rules. And Frank, you still think he should be kicked out, right? Or no? Do you think common sense should
discretion
should have prevailed?
I think discretion should prevail, but he should understand, too, they're doing their job.
They're doing their job.
They're told to say, hey, no one else but employees.
So
Spike Lee's not employees, so he should understand that, right?
So Darren was bringing up on the break about the venues that we go in all the time, SaskTel Center, Brand Center, Mosaic Stadium. Over the years, we've gotten to know who the security guards are, and sometimes we won't have our pass.
Sometimes. Let it slide.
A lot of times you don't have your pass. But I have a great story from Tampa Bay, Raymond James Stadium. One of the greatest times of my life. You guys remember Dan Goodspeed, offensive tackle in the CFL.
Yep.
Bombers, rider, just a super guy. One of those guys that I connected with. And he always said, because he retired, he went to Tampa Bay. Lives in Tampa. And he goes, if you're ever in Tampa, look me up. I thought, I'm never going to be in Tampa, but sure, Dan, I will. Well, lo and behold, end up in Tampa Bay. Go there with a sports trip that I host. And as luck would have it, Dan Goodspeed was the featured alumni of the game. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Buffalo Bills. And Goody says, Roddy, you got to come down on the field with me at halftime. Come on down. Really? He's like, yeah, come on down. It'd be great. So, and I said, by the way, Goody, why are they honoring you? I mean, you know how I tend to talk. I'm fairly blunt. I said, you're a backup offensive lineman on the 03 Super Bowl champions. Like, is there not somebody more important? And he goes, he laughed, and he goes, there's only like five of us that still live here. Mike Allstott, Rondé Barber, and they would get Gruden. He still lives here, but he won't come back because they fired him, and he's still mad. He doesn't go to any games unless Monday Night Football was doing the game. So I said, whatever, cool, let's go. I got photos of it, and he's trying to allow me to hop the rail because he's in the mucky muck alumni section of Raymond James Stadium at Buccaneers. Who am I? Some schmuck from Saskatchewan. How am I going to get in?
He's got a motorcade and you're coming in out of the crowd.
He's got a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
So anyways, he's like, oh. It's like 10 minutes before halftime. How are we going to get you down there? He goes, do you have like any media stuff? Do you have like a business card? Do you have your tape recorder? I'm like, yeah, it's all on my seat. He will go get it. So I run to my seat where the other patrons on our trip are, and I got my tape recorder there, I got business cards, I run back. But the thing was, the security lady, she'd worked there for a long time, when she wouldn't let me in, she's like, I can't let anybody through this gate, like nobody. As a matter of fact, I was told only members of the Gase family can get through here. And I turned to Goody, I'm like, who are the Gase family? He's like, they own the team. Oh, didn't know. But once she saw my business card, media, away we went. So same thing. I'm just saying, how are they going to know me in Tampa Bay?
Right.
To Frank's point, they're just doing their job. Right? And Frank, you being a cop, I'm actually surprised at this. Look, you're always smiling.
Yeah.
How do you have such a great demeanor when you're dealing with this kind of stuff all the time?
You have to. What else are you going to do, right? If you let everything bug you, it'll drive you nuts. But no, you have to just kind of take it with a grain of salt and just kind of make your decisions when you have to and understand the situation and go with your best decision. But yeah, it's just discretion, right? It's simple discretion. Use some common sense and then away you go.
Well, and the law is the law. Here's one thing I've learned since I started working with these Army guys, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, law enforcement, security personnel, you're all doing the same thing, protecting the public, period.
It's all about safety.
You guys all work together.
That's right. You're right. Exactly.
It's so awesome. But any of your stories, Darren, of not getting in somewhere? Frank, you must have some. Not getting in somewhere you feel you should be able to get into? I'll let you think about it. Eric Tillman one time was incensed. It was before a Labor Day game, I think. He couldn't get into Taylor Field because the security people didn't know who he was, and he didn't have his pass. The general manager of the team. You could see how that would happen.
Oh, yeah.
It did happen.
Yeah.
He didn't like it.
Yeah.
Who would like it?
Well, and you try and do that. It happened in Calgary, actually, at the Hitman Pats playoffs. We're doing this across Western Canada on television. And the rental car I had was an Audi. I didn't choose it. I just happened to get an Audi. And so I'm driving in, and you go to the back of the Saddle Dome and where you're going to park. And the lady just waves you through just because you're driving and you're parking beside the Escalades and, you know, the Mercedes and all the Flames because they're there for practice in the morning. So you just park right beside them. No big deal. So the whole week, or like the 3-4 days we were there for two games in Calgary, you wave in. They just think you're a part of the Calgary Flames. They just let you in.
They're used to it.
No big deal. But I get out after the game, and I got this nasty note on my windshield. It's a warning, being like, "You're not allowed to park here. This is only for the." They caught on that I wasn't a member of the Flames, and that this car wasn't,
took a while.
Wasn't registered, right? They didn't run the plate.
But I do have one last great story on this, and then we'll let you go, Frankie, and we'll come back for overtime. But I told you that I was with Marcus Allen in Vegas a couple weeks ago. Marcus has the greatest story of this of all time. Your rental thing just jogged in my mind.
Yeah.
Marcus was playing in the Super Bowl. He was with the Oakland Raiders, and he showed up 3 hours before the Super Bowl in a rental car. And I think it was in Oakland, somewhere in California. Let's just say Oakland Coliseum. He's playing in the Super Bowl, shows up 3 hours before the game with one of his teammates, and they won't let him pass the security barricade to park where the players park. And he's like, "I'm playing in the game. Won't let him in." You could see that, right?
Yeah.
Could you not see that?
Oh, yeah.
Now, nowadays, he'd Google it. That's me. Couldn't do it in 1983.
That's right.
Or whatever the year was. So he left the rental car at the barricade and just ran into the stadium. Left it there. And I said, "What did you do after?" He's like, "I have no idea. It might still be there."
That's a good story.
Just left the car and ran in.
That's a good story.
Marcus Allen. He's got a million of them.
Unbelievable.
Anyways, Frankie, thanks for coming in. Fantastic. A lot of fun today.
Thank you very much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
You betcha.
Great job here.
The overtime segment's coming up next. Take care of some business, too. Put a wrap on the poll results. It's the Rod Peterson Show, episode 186, on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Markdown March has arrived at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. The Capital Auto Mall has over 550 used vehicles, and they've all been repriced to move. Right now, get this pre-owned 2017 Jeep Grand Cherokee for only $29,999 plus tax. Or check out this pre-owned 2014 Volkswagen Jetta. Its markdown price is only $12,574 plus tax. It's Markdown March, only for a limited time at Ford of Canada's number one pre-owned Ford store, Capital Ford Pre-Owned.
Everyone loves a deal. Instantly save 50% on locally offered cash value coupons. Plus, a portion of every purchase goes to your favorite cause. Primo Deals, community fundraising. Download the Primo Deals app now to start saving and giving today. Primo Deals, building communities.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
You like that? Thank you. The guy said, pay attention to the new bumper. Who does that? Those are the guys downstairs,
those
right?
Are the guys downstairs.
The two Joshes?
Yeah.
Yep. You think I wasn't paying attention? I know who those people are.
You do. You ask.
We got the two Joshes, the two Tylers. We got Ryan. We got Bryn, Jordan.
It's quite a team.
Clark.
Nine.
Alan the intern. That's nine.
We don't feel like we
Who'd
have
Who'd you say? Drew, Paul. That's 11 people on this show. Anonymous texter writing in on the Prairie Mobile text line. Another great show, Rod. That interview with Dakota Shepley was outstanding. The Jim Lang segment was excellent as well. As I have mentioned before, you get the most out of the guests that appear on the show. Well, thank you very much, anonymous texter. I don't save any names in here, so when they come in, it's like the first time ever. I don't put them into contacts when they write, so don't be afraid to throw your name on that. But I appreciate the comments. Thank you. My wife and I were talking about this show the other day, and she goes, well, look at you. You got a job that you really like. I said, no, that I love. So thanks, Darren, for putting this all together.
You're welcome.
Really
appreciate it. Continuing to grow this thing for you.
I don't even think I put you in my list of people here.
That's okay. I don't need recognition.
Well, you would be the 12th disciple.
Well, good to be on the depth chart. Okay, can we get to this?
Yeah. Okay. I just want to say this is the overtime segment. Do you have that photo of Gene Principe, Clark? We were going to talk about that today.
Which is awesome.
Do you have it? And we also have to do Sass Snow Beef. Can you get the Gene Principe? Yeah, no rush. There's a reason we call this overtime. It's because we're going overtime. But it really got people talking. Our list of our top 10 cities for viewership of the Rod Peterson Show. And let's do it again. Regina is one by a country mile. And thank you to the Queen City. There would be no me without you. Saskatoon is number two. Edmonton's three. Calgary's four. Winnipeg's five. Las Vegas is six. And by the way, this is thousands of viewers in Las Vegas. This isn't small numbers. They're big numbers.
Yes.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Seven is Toronto. Eight is Hamilton. Moose Jaw's nine. And that really got people talking last night. You obviously noticed that at the Blades game when you were in the broadcast booth and Twitter went off when I posted that.
Yeah.
And you said, oh, you that's just the cities. I've got the countries.
Yeah. So it's not a top list.
But it's just all time.
But here is just to give you a taste of some of the countries that are listening into the show. Okay. This is where the Rod Peterson Show is being watched. Watched. Canada, United States, Pakistan, Mexico, United Kingdom, India, Thailand, Norway, Kenya, Ethiopia, South Korea, Australia, Germany, Poland, Netherlands, Panama, Bangladesh, China, Nepal, Hong Kong, Malaysia, Spain, Nigeria, Czech Republic, Finland, Indonesia, Sweden, Austria, Slovakia, Chile, France, Saudi Arabia, New Zealand, Colombia, South Africa, Iran, Ukraine, Honduras, Ireland, Switzerland, Belgium, Hungary, Philippines, and there's a few more. So
I don't get it.
That is a lot. If you
it used to be put Pitbull, now it's me.
If you want
Mr. Worldwide.
Language. English.
No, I don't need the language.
France.
Colin in Ottawa says Marcus Allen has to abandon his rental car and runs his way to Super Bowl MVP in 1983. I'm not sure I got the year right. Maybe, Colin, you looked it up. But that was Marcus's story. And Damon can attest to it because he's watching every day. Damon Allen watches every day because he thanks us for putting his bobblehead up here. That's Westbrook. Where's Damon?
Keep going.
It's behind my laptop.
No, he's right behind, right in front of the desk there.
I wanted to give Damon a good placement.
Yeah, you got him. Right side of the, your
the
left U, there.
The USC.
Right above the
UFC helmet.
Yeah.
Steven in North Dakota writes in and he says, Vegas, is it snowbirds? Let's not think about it too much. There's snowbirds in Arizona. There's snowbirds in Florida.
Yeah.
There's thousands of people in Las Vegas watching this show. Write us and let us know who you are. I'd love to know who they are.
Yeah, I would too.
And by the way, I'm so sorry. I just love story time, as you know.
Yeah.
And Dave Hunchak was with us earlier, the legendary hockey coach, junior hockey coach. And he goes, hard to believe that you and McCrimmon are on the same team. And I've been thinking about that. And I'll never forget when Kelly was the general manager of the Brandon Wheat Kings, but not the coach. Would have been when Bobby Lowe's was the coach, probably. Maybe Dean Clark. But in the Brandon Keystone Center, the broadcast booth. Have you been in the visitor's broadcast booth in the Brandon Keystone Center?
I have not.
The general manager's box is in the same press boxes because they've got separated press boxes. This is in the same box, but at the other end. So Kelly could always hear every word that I said when I'm calling the game because I'm loud. I told those guys in Humboldt the other night, get ready. You're going to be annoyed by me by the end of the game because I'm loud. Anyways, it's calling a game. And Pat's Wheat Kings, obviously. And halfway through the game, the door flies open into my box. And I look back and it's Kelly McCrimmon standing there. And he goes, what game are you watching? And I turned off my mic and I said, I don't see your name on my checks. And went back to calling the game. Because what I was calling on Regina Pat's radio wasn't exactly matching what was going on the ice in Kelly's mind.
That's funny.
Got to paint a picture.
I know what he means. I know what you mean, right?
What are you watching? What game are you watching?
But you do it as a home broadcaster. And maybe it's not exactly what you're doing. But anytime, you know, the Pats cough the puck up, it's, you know, flips it over and they take it, you know, they take over. Instead of it's a turnover, it's Pats, you know, flip it down the ice, right? Or instead of, you know, the Pat player getting knocked down, oh, he trips up and he falls, you know, instead of him getting hit. Or, you know, there's some little things you do to try and massage it in the favor of the home team.
Well, there was a scout by the name of Dave O'Brien. Do you know Obi? He was the head scout of the Spokane Chiefs for many years. And we were doing a game in Spokane one night, and they had a guy by the name, I think it was Ty Jones. He was a first-round pick of the Blackhawks. And he got in a fight with one of the Pats' tough guys. I think it was Garth Murray. And the way I called it, Garth Murray absolutely annihilated Ty Jones. I think it was Ty Jones. Annihilated him. If you were listening to Pat's radio, it wasn't even close. So Obi called the general manager the next morning at the Chiefs, Tim Speltz, and goes, how's Ty? He goes, what are you talking about? I was listening to the broadcast line. It sounds like he got annihilated. He's like, no, Ty won that fight. It's the way I saw it. Sports on tap. For the Tap Liquor Store and Brew House, last night in the dub, Dupes was at the mic for the Blades 4-3 home loss to Calgary. Oh, I'm not going to do well if the Blades miss the playoffs. Where are we going to go? We have to drive up to PA?
It's a little bit farther to PA.
Spokane beat Edmonton 6-2. Kamloops over Vancouver 4-2. Portland trounced Tri-City 11-2. And Prince George Blank Lethbridge 2-0. No games tonight. No games in the SJ tonight, but the playoffs open tomorrow. Game ones, Nipawin at Battleford's, Humboldt at Flin Flon, Estevan at Melfort, LaRange at Yorkton. Go to rodpeterson.com right now. Noogzy's SJHL playoff preview is up there, complete with his first round predictions. 10 games in the NHL tonight. Montreal's at the Lightning, Ottawa home to the Islanders, Oilers at Chicago, Toronto's at LA. And for you Las Vegans, the Golden Knights have the night off. And in the NBA, it's a late one, but Toronto's at Golden State. That is Sports on Tap for the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store. Spend $100 in the Tap Liquor Store, and you will get a $20 gift card to use in the Brewhouse. Stop by and see them today. Our Sask Snowbeef WHL Prospect Profile is... Can we bring it up, Clark? Logan Barlogi of the Lethbridge Hurricanes. We've known Logan for a while.
Yeah.
Right? Used to play in Swift Current. Got traded to Lethbridge in the Blockbuster. They're a top 10 team in the country, the Hurricanes. Logan Barlogi, he's from Humboldt. He's 6'5", 205. Originally fourth round pick of Swift Current back in 2016. He was acquired by Lethbridge. I mentioned it there with other six other pieces in 2018. 60 goals, 125 points in his WHL draft year. Went to camp with Colorado last year. Career highs in every stat category this season. So there you go. We're profiling today Logan Barlogi of the Lethbridge Hurricanes. Proudly presented by Saskatchewan Snow Beef. Ian Crosby runs that. He runs Crosby Holsteins between Regina and Moose Jaw. He's such a great guy. He loves the junior hockey talk. And keeper going Logan Barlogi. We called his little brother the other night. With Humboldt, and that was fun.
That was fun, I was going to say, yeah.
There was some consternation in the press box between are they from Munster or are they from Humboldt. There's 8K between the two.
Exactly.
Say both. 8 kilometers between the two.
Yep. But the small towns, they get sticky about those things.
Oh, no, I know.
He's our guy.
right?
He's from Munster, not Humble. No.
Randall Gelich went on to play with Kelowna and then in the Detroit system before going overseas. And I think he might, I don't know if he got into the Red Wings organization. Elfrost, you know.
Elfrost, Saskatchewan?
60 people on a good day, right? Now, a few hundred people in Wynyard. And the one bio says he's from Wynyard and all the Elfrost people. He's not from Wynyard. He's from Elfrost. And they just get all bent out of shape. It's a small town thing.
Are you kidding me? Oh, I know. It's like Milestone and Lang.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 10K between the two, and do not screw that up.
No.
Shoot, Emerald Park and White City. Don't screw that up, man. They'll nail you to the cross.
Yeah.
Which one you're from.
And if you're not from here, they say, oh, he's from, well, he's from just outside Regina.
You from Regina? No.
No.
From White City.
Yeah.
And this was nice. You remember Tuesday we had Gene Principe on.
Yeah.
And he was talking about his lavish, outlandish skits that he does. He's become famous for these when he opens the Oilers broadcast on Sportsnet. The other night he had Brett Kissel with him in Nashville, the music theme. And then we had Gene with us that morning. The Oilers were in Dallas that night. And I said, so what are you going to do tonight, Gene? You going to have a 10-gallon hat, a cowboy hat? And he's like, I haven't even thought about it yet. Well, this happened. And for our listeners, that's a photo of Gene looking very much like Howdy Doody. And as an aficionado of cowboy hats, that is not a 10-gallon hat.
I know.
That's just a straight straw hat. But Gene Principe, he emailed Clark, our producer, and said, can you please tell Rod and Kelly they were the inspiration for the intro in Dallas?
That's cool.
So thank you, Gene. And we are still Oiler fans here. Well, on this side of the desk, Leaf fans over there, Oilers Golden Knights here. Did I take care of everything? We'll have to address this tomorrow. Prairie Mobile text line. Landon says, who's winning the Stanley Cup this year? Leafs or Oilers? It also says 12-plus wins for the Riders. Cheers, Landon. That's from the 250 in BC. We'll address that another time.
Sure.
At least the Leafs and Oilers are both going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah. They're both going to be. They're both good. The short answer would be probably neither, but it'd be great. Wouldn't that be just fun if they met?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I guess we should get off the air and stop talking. Now, we got everything handled?
Yeah.
What's up tomorrow, Clark? I know we had read it earlier in the week. Alan, the intern's really liking this, Rod's new nickname, Mr. 306, a.k.a. Mr. Worldwide.
I got a message.
We were saying that way back in the summer. Oh,
yeah, we were saying that, and I was reading off all the things. The United Nations of Rod. United by
Rod. All those
Rod.
Countries?
United by Rod.
Wouldn't that be something?
All those 60 or 70 countries.
Oh, it's a big show tomorrow. Big show. John Frenzy, Mike Abou-Meshrick, they're in studio, and Brett Lowther. How are we going to... We got to go 3 hours. Nick Fatty Arbuckle of the Ottawa Redblacks, live.
Wow.
Mark Matthews of the Saskatchewan Rush. There's our Rockstar Supply Chains Rush game week profile. Russian Warriors Saturday night at the phone booth. I'll be there. You'll be here. Pats and Blades,
I'll
right?
I'll be here, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we can't be in the same place at the same time.
Not allowed.
Because if there's a bomb dropped on it, the show's done. And Gord Bamford. Gord Bamford, who sends his regards, couldn't make it today. He'll be on tomorrow. We're done. Thanks to Frank Kovacs, Dakota Shepley, Dave Hunchak, and most of all to you for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central right here on Facebook Live.
Ooh, that was close.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.